It's a beautiful word. Hey, how are you? This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your OG Godcaster. It's Psalms Wednesday, and our reading today will be chapters 134 through 136, and we have a prayer request today. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll have contact information at the end of today's show. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you so very much for your word. We pray that as we read today, you would bless us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. Psalm 134 is very short. As a matter of fact, this introduction will probably take longer than reading the psalm itself. It's the last in the series of 15 Songs of Ascent. Charles Spurgeon's interpretation of the song is that it's early morning, still dark, and the pilgrims who have journeyed to the temple to observe one of the festivals are now beginning their trek back home. They call to the temple priests and the Levites as they leave, and then they're answered by the priests and the Levites, who call back to them with blessings. Psalms chapter 134. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 135 has no title, nor is there an author credited. And nearly every verse in Psalm 135 either quotes either the words or idea of another Old Testament verse or passage. Included are parts of four different psalms, two passages each from Deuteronomy, Jeremiah, and Exodus. Psalms chapter 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who in your midst, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
You might remember that I've said many more times than once, when the Bible repeats something, it's usually because God wants us to remember it, or words to that effect. See if you can pick up the important thought in this psalm.
Psalms chapter 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them,
for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. And a heritage to Israel his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever. And rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. I have no doubt that it didn't take long for you to figure out that the important thought in Psalm 136 is, his steadfast love endures forever. And that's how it reads in the ESV, or the English Standard Version. Here's how the New American Standard says it. His loving kindness is everlasting. And the NIV says, his love endures forever. Many other translations say, his mercy endures forever. That's my favorite one. But however you say it, the phrase is repeated 26 times in this psalm. 26 times! Do you think God has a message for us? God's mercy is eternal. It will never cease. Forever is a long time, beloved. The original Hebrew word used here is chesed. It's a beautiful word. Listen to what Michael Card said about it.
One of the newest biblical imagination conferences we're doing is on the Hebrew word chesed, which is an untranslatable word. It's translated 169 different ways in six different English translations. So you can tell right away it's a special word that nobody ultimately knows what to do with. But it's fundamentally kindness, unexpected kindness, undeserved kindness, love, loyalty, translated lots of other ways. But the word loving kindness was invented in 1535 by Miles Coverdale to translate this one word, hesed, this untranslatable word. So the hesed conference is a special one for me because you have a chance to see people's lights come on in ways that I think the other conferences don't do. And that is, it strikes people on a personal level. Because when you start talking about this unique revelation of God, because it's the word that God uses to define himself to Moses in Exodus 34, God says, I am full of hesed and I show hesed to 1,000 generations. And when you see people, you see the lights come on and they realize that the fundamental characteristic of God, I say it this way, you expect almightiness from God, you expect that he knows everything, you expect these kinds of big things from the God of the universe, right? The God who speaks the universe into existence. But to me, one thing you don't expect, I don't think Moses expected or Abraham or any of the Old Testament characters expected. Nobody saw this coming, that God was kind. And people begin to connect with that and to see how wonderfully Jesus, who is the Son of God, who's the very image of God, Jesus incarnates this kindness. And something resonates, I think, in your own heart. Because I think a lot of us are hungry to experience kindness, and we're hungry to express, to show God's kindness. And so what happens at this Hesed Kindness Conference is that people get in touch with this simple fact that God is kind and that Jesus has come to reveal that kindness to us, this unexpected kindness. Though I have no right to expect anything from him, God shows me his kindness. And that's something that really gets people excited about delving into the Bible and trying to live it out.
Oh, to think that this God of Chesed would take notice of you and me. How sad it is that some people reject this kind of love. I can't help but believe that they just don't know. Oh, beloved, that we would be the kind of people who would be motivated to tell them. And by the way, the guy you just heard from, Michael Card, among other things, he's a singer and songwriter with 19 number one singles. Beloved, we have good news. Share it with boldness. You have thoughts or questions? Let me hear from you. Send a boostagram or call the LifeSpring Family Hotline or go to the comments page or write an email. Of course, I'll have the information on how to do all those things at the end of the show. Tomorrow will be Poetry Thursday, and we'll read Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. Jorn Rune Reitertsen came in today with his monthly $20 donation, making him today's associate producer. Thank you, Jorn. God bless you, brother. And beloved, you, yes, you, you can also participate in the value for value method of supporting the show with time, talent, or treasure by making a donation to support the show that comes to you 7 days a week, rain or shine. What show's that? Well, it's this one. Yes, the show is free for you to listen to, but it certainly is not free for me to create. Do you look forward to listening each day? Then there must be some value in the show for you. Pray about what the Lord would have you do. Then go to this website.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
Well, Kathy and Dell are still sick with COVID. Let's pray for them again. Our gracious Heavenly Father, El Shaddai, God Almighty, we are so thankful for your chesed, which endures forever. How we praise you, honor you, and adore you. There is none like you, and you are more than worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift up your name. We praise your name. And we pray now for Kathy and Dell. They're so weakened by their poor health to begin with, so we pray that you would strengthen them and bring them healing. I thank you for the LifeSpring family, and I ask you to bless them. May they feel your presence today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sunday will be our next time of prayer, so be sure to reach out if you have something to share with the LifeSpring family. We'll rejoice with you, and we'll pray for you. Well, here's how to contact me. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. And if you have a comment or a question for me, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. And my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can send a boostergram anytime you want. You never need an invitation for a boostergram. Jason Pascoe did today's show art. Thank you, Jason. And also thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, and Sister Brittany. Thanks to Jorn Rune Reitertsen for helping to make this episode possible. And thank you, beloved, for inviting me to join you today. Lord willing, I will be back with another episode tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye. LifeSpring Media. Bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.